This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
What exactly is a spy movie? A spy movie is a movie in which the structure of society is threatened by forces yet unknown. And by playing against truth, the protagonist seeks to bring out the ultimate truth of reality, or rather to expose out of the shadows and into the light something that is not what it seems. But by using shadows, they attempt to shine rather light into darkness. So really what we have here is Philip Seymour Hoffman playing someone who is a good liar and is able to sort of turn people to his trust and bring them into the fold. He plays a German in the wake of 9/11. John Le Carre penned the novel proving that he can come out of the Cold War. He brilliantly had his adaptation of Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy with Gary Oldman a couple years ago. So really what we have is an updating on that into a highly surveilled reality of the post 9/11 world. And what is it in this? What else is going on in spy movies? Well, besides the surveillance, because spy movies could pretty much just be Paranormal Activity horror movies where you have cameras sitting around and it's up to the audience to deduct who did what, who done it, sort of. But the real trick here is that Philip Seymour Hoffman manages not only to bring the witnesses and the Islamic fundamentalists into believe that he's going to help them, and ultimately forces beyond his control in the form of CIA/government officials pressure him and take away his agency. And so you feel the Kafkaesque railing against the bureaucracy and the torturous realization that the ultimate bureaucracy at play here is the machination of death, which has taken Philip Seymour Hoffman away from the audience and away from the earth, and now he's a ghost playing a human who happens to be German in the film, and this flickering light is there to convince the audience to join him in the belief that he is actually alive and hunting evil goers and trying to find the goodness in them. And his character looks not at terrorists as quote-unquote terrorists, but as people who do bad things part of the time. And in that shadow of gray, his afterlife lives on for a few glorious hours.